Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Insider. Great show for you today as we get ready for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. But we want to begin the show with a peek back at the win over Washington on Sunday. An exclusive miking of right tackle Lane Johnson. His battle in the trenches against Ryan Kerrigan. You'll feel like you're part of the game.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Dominate these boys all day.
You know it.
Let's go blow these boys out. Loose it. Play loose. Loosey-goosey. You ready, baby? Let's go, baby. Yeah, baby, let's go score. Let's go score, my man. You watch my sets?
Yeah.
Look good?
Yeah. Good. Just keep
the hips low.
Keep them hips low. I don't care what they do. They go either way, you got them.
Hey, keep that energy up. Hey, let's go get it, boy. Let's go, JP. Let's go dominate, baby. Let's go put a dagger in that heart, man. Let's go win this thing, man.
Oh.
Yes, sir! Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Here you
go. There we go.
Chicken tender and hit Brandon. Somebody do a chicken tender and hit Brandon in the head.
I'm telling him he should have picked it up and bit it.
That motherfucker's always a battle with you, son.
Time now to talk offensive line. Right tackle Lane Johnson joins me. It's our exclusive one-on-one presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And I really want to talk about, Lane, the idea of the old-school right tackle versus the new-school right tackle, because this year you go against Kerrigan. This week you get Houston. You got Bosa and Ingram in San Diego. You got Jason Pierre-Paul, Von Miller, Khalil Mack. The right tackle's the new left tackle. What's going on here?
Yeah, I think it's a big misconception. I think they're starting to put the best pass rusher on the lesser athlete or the less perceived athlete. So I think that's something that's evolved over the years. So nowadays you have to have two, you know, pretty good tackles to protect the edges because they just keep getting better and better.
Do you see a variety of moves? I mean, how many moves do the gamut of defensive ends have? 3, 4, 10, 20?
Usually, you know, they have a speed to power, you know, a club rip, a one-arm stab. Some of them have inside spin move. There's some more to that, but that's pretty much the four main ones.
Are you better against some, not as good against others? I mean, how do you kind of rate?
You kind of got to mix it up. You can't give the same presentation every week. I like to double under a lot as far as when it comes to blocking a DN. And if I'm quick setting, I like to throw my hands punch. But a lot of guys now, like, you know, they like the one-arm stab, and as soon as the tackle throws their hands, they slap their outside hand down, bend the edge, and get the sack. So just a variety of moves. It's like karate out there.
How much of it is mental, Link? Because you don't want to give the same look each time.
A lot of it's mental. It's just going into the film room and having a game plan for the week and having that, you know, be confident in what you're doing and then go out there and go execute it.
At what stage in your career did you kind of really, really understand playing the position?
Probably my second and third year. I really progressed probably the most from my rookie year to my second year, and then just kept evolving. You know, the more you play this game, the more you learn, the more you evolve and watch other players and try to grab some of their game and implement it in yours.
Did you ever in your life think that you'd be a right tackle in the NFL?
Never thought I would until my junior year of, or going into my junior year of college. We did the bod pod test where they measure your, you know, your diameter, your chest, your width, width of your hips, and the, you know, they said my frame was going to be able to hold 325 pounds, and you know, here I am now. So the dude was right.
And how about the feet? How important are the feet in all this?
That's essential. I mean, you have to have good footwork. You can't be. It's all about balance and body control. So if you take long lumbering steps. You're going to be slow to pick up on the inside move, and you know, it's really about having quick feet.
We had you mic'd up for the game in Washington on Sunday. People got a chance to kind of listen into the mayhem. Would you describe it as that in the trenches?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, especially the first game, you don't really know what's going to take place. You know, they like to disguise a lot in the preseason, not reveal their hands, so you never know what you're going to get. But yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of bad things said that, you know, it's not going to be on there, but there's a lot of funny things said, too. So I hope
is it all said out of respect? I mean, at the end of the game, you and Kerrigan give each other a nice handshake and
yeah,
job
yeah,
well done?
Yeah, man, it's just mutual. I mean, I know he's a good player, and, you know, he thinks the same thing of me. So it's just a battle, and, you know, I look forward to it. I know he's real big in the community there, just a good guy. So, you know, always a pleasure doing business with him.
This week, the challenge, Kansas City, terrific defense. It's Justin Houston and a stadium that I think set the record for most decibels, decibels in the history of sports or something. Mm-hmm. The challenge of playing Justin Houston, a veteran, and then at right tackle with all that noise.
Yeah, my rookie year, I mean, he really taught me a lesson. I gave up, you know, two sacks, I think, the game, maybe three. So probably going against him taught me a lot. Maybe probably, you know, just challenged me to improve my game. So looking forward to going against him this week. And looking forward to hearing that stadium, hearing that roar in the crowd, so it'll be exciting.
Well, I'll tell you, if Eagles fans show up as much in Kansas City as they did in Washington, there won't be a home field advantage. It was great at FedEx Field. I mean, there's so – I need to tune it out, but when you're on the sidelines, you had
yeah,
to hear
oh,
it.
Yeah, oh, no, I can hear it. No, I like it to be a hostile environment. It's hostile on the field, and, you know, when I go back to get on the bench, I see the Eagles fans and Redskins fans going at it, so, hey, it's, you know, it's just a hostile environment.
Exactly. Well, it's good for us, good for you. Lane Johnson, thanks for joining us in studio one-on-one with Lane Johnson, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks for joining us.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new signature crafted sriracha sandwich made with a new sriracha mac sauce and a kick of spice.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, now joined by Hall of Famer Mike Quick, radio analyst, coming off a big win on Sunday.
That was big.
It was big, wasn't it?
That was big.
We're going to talk a little bit about that, but more about the Kansas City Chiefs in just a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. We also want to take a look first at the upcoming Eagles schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, it does not get any easier after this game. Back home for the opener in the NFC East, and then all the way back out to the West Coast. Yep. What is the wear and tear with travel? Is it real?
I think it's real, but you get used to it. This is what you do. This is what these guys signed up for. So you got to realize some schedules, some seasons, you're going to have some difficult situations, some taxing situations that you have to deal with. It's a part of the business.
Did the Giants to you, Mike, are they as bad as they looked on Sunday night against Dallas?
Their offensive line is bad. And when you don't have a good offensive line, you got some problems. The game is about the trenches. You know, the guys on the outside, the skilled guys, they get all the glory. But it's really about the big guys. And when you got good big guys, you got a chance.
So a win on Sunday in Kansas City would be so huge. With that, we take our first look at the Kansas City Chiefs, presented by Whip Flea. And the Chiefs coming off an extremely impressive victory against the New England Patriots. So I'll ask you this. Are they as good as they looked against New England?
See, when you play against the New England Patriots and you beat them, everyone's going to talk about how great that team is because it's the New England Patriots. It's Tom Brady, and they gave him a lot of problems. So I don't know if they are as good as they looked against the Patriots, but I think all the teams early in the season, especially the first quarter of the season, you're starting to feel out teams, starting to figure out who they are. I don't know if they are as good as we saw against the Patriots. I think it's still the feeling out process for a lot of these teams.
It's Andy Reid as the head coach. It's Matt Nagy who coached here in Philadelphia, formerly University of Delaware. Bob Sutton, the veteran defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have a sense of what to expect from a game plan standpoint.
Yes.
From a personnel standpoint, Mike, as we get into that, some very difficult matchups. We begin at cornerback, the Eagles minus Ronald Darby, which means their most athletic, fastest cornerback off the field.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, the Chiefs have a burner in Tyreek Hill.
He's unbelievable. You know, his ability to get down the field, his ability to create big plays, it's scary. And he sent notice to the entire National Football League with that big play that he had down the sideline in that first game. One of the fastest guys. He may be even the fastest guy in the National Football League. And making the transition from being a running back to being a wide receiver has been pretty smooth for this young man. And he's going to be a killer for a long time in this league.
So how do you counter speed? How do you slow down speed on the field? I know you can get physical.
You can do that.
But the Chiefs are going to move him all over the place.
And they have to move him around because you don't want him to be a standing target. But for the Eagles, most times, Dave, you're going to see a guy, the safety, over the top. And when Tyreek Hill starts to get vertical, you better start running right now. You can't wait for him to get close to you because if he gets close to you, he's going to go by you.
The other great offensive weapon, at least experienced offensive weapon, Travis Kelce, yes, the brother of.
Yep.
Tight end who is really athletic, very sure hands, also a physical player. Now, the Eagles did a really nice job on Sunday against the Washington Redskins' Jordan Reed. Mm-hmm. Excellent job. Took him out of the game.
Yep.
Can they do that against Kelce?
This is one of the most dynamic tight ends in all of football, and Travis Kelce. They do a lot of things with him. They like to move him around the formation. Dave, I think this matchup, and it's for both sides, the linebackers, safeties for Kansas City versus the Eagles tight ends and the Eagles running backs, that's going to be the matchup. And vice versa, when you look at the other side, it's the same thing. The game, to me, is going to be focused on that area of the field, inside the numbers, working with the tight ends, working against the linebackers and safeties, running backs working against linebackers and safeties.
And that's a good segue, Mike, because the Eagles will look to take advantage of the absence of Eric Berry, the outstanding safety who goes down in game one, loss for the season.
Yep.
And now they go with Daniel Sorensen and Eric Murray, and honestly, I know nothing about either of these players.
Well, you know that they haven't played a lot of football in the National Football League. I think there's been one start between the two of them, and that is an area that you really have to start to focus on. And if Carson Wentz can get the proper protection and you work on those two young guys, I think that's a soft area in that defense.
You know, it was interesting seeing the Eagles throw the ball down the field against Washington. Didn't connect to Torrey Smith, but you see the speed is there.
Yep.
Carson will find his range. Can the Eagles beat Kansas City vertically?
They have to take vertical shots. Because you mentioned it. They didn't hit on those vertical shots. But what it does, it opens up the field for tight end Zach Ertz. Ertz caught eight balls. He was targeted eight times. He caught eight of those targets. It opens up the field for Nelson Aguilar. Hopefully, it'll start to open up running lanes for the running backs. You have to have a vertical presence because if you don't, the defense will start just to shrink down.
Mike, it's an offense here. Look, they're very similar, kind of mirror images.
Yes.
The Chiefs are going to come out throwing the football.
Yep.
The Eagles, we know, are going to come out throwing the football. But running the ball, look, the Chiefs did a great job on Thursday night. Kareem Hunt, the rookie from Toledo, outstanding rookie performance, debut in the NFL. The Eagles did not run the ball well against the Washington Redskins. So as you've looked through everything from Sunday, what needs to be better for the Eagles to have success on the ground?
I think a lot of times it's just sustaining blocks another fraction of a second. I think that was a big thing. There are a couple of missed assignments along the way, but for the most part, guys are in position, but sustaining blocks a little bit longer and a smarter cut maybe once or twice from the running backs, and the running game looks a lot different.
Alex Smith is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, despite the fact that the Chiefs traded up in round one to select Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech. And all Smith did in his debut this season, four touchdown passes, 360-plus yards, throwing the ball against the Patriots. Very mobile, a big headache for the Eagles. So it's number 11 on Kansas City's side, number 11 on Philadelphia's side. I like that matchup.
I like it. Both these quarterbacks are really dynamic, and you know, both have that ability to move in the pocket, to sense pressure, sense problems in the pocket, and create things. This is a really good quarterback matchup that we're going to have on Sunday.
It's also a really good matchup at the line of scrimmage. Can the Eagles block Justin Houston and the pressure from the Kansas City Chiefs? And can the Chiefs keep out a front that just dominated against Washington?
Well, then the Chiefs are going to bring pressure. So the Eagles have to be smart. They have to make sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page. They're recognizing where the pressure's coming from. They're picking it up. They're being smart with the football. And I think that just like in last week's game with Jim Schwartz, I think he has to bring pressure. You can't let Alex Smith sit back there comfortably without getting some hits on him, without moving him off of his spot. If you don't do that at least some to make him uncomfortable, you're going to have problems.
So a pair of teams that won their openers in 2017 play on Sunday at the very loud and raucous Arrowhead Stadium. That is our first look at the Kansas City Chiefs presented by Whip Flea. When we return here, we've got a little bit to go. Actually, we do have a little bit to go here, right? We've got a really good look, a progress report look, Mike and Ike in the other studio. On Jalen Mills, Eagles' second-year cornerback, had a terrific game against Washington. Can he keep it up and be the lead cornerback for the Eagles with the absence of Ronald Darby?
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
This is Patrick, a real patient. Not long ago, he broke his neck in a diving accident. Back then, none of this seemed possible. But Patrick was brought to Jefferson Health, where our spine specialists repaired his neck and got him back in action. That's freedom restored.
So you love your game? So does he. You say, ain't nobody gonna work harder? He said the same thing. You get an hour of training in before the sun even comes up? Plenty of early risers out there. You got the gear? They got the gear. You got a secret weapon? This dude doesn't need one. See, this isn't just a game of inches. This is a game of ounces. And the next ounce you give might just be the one the other guy doesn't. Gatorade. Rehydrate, replenish, and refuel.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 Triple Play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. Time now for our FanDuel Progress Report. We've got Ike Reese and Mike Quick taking a look at Eagles cornerback Jalen Mills coming along in his second season. And obviously with Ronald Darby sidelined, Jalen Mills' importance grows. Here are Mike and Ike.
All right, Q, the Progress Report brings us to second-year cornerback Jalen Mills. Had a big game Sunday, had a big interception, but I also like him in the run game. Past week, he showed up in the run game. If you're going to play in this defense with Jim Schwartz, you had better be a corner that's willing to make tackles.
You know, and he shows this two tight end set. He comes down, and he's right there in run force. And
You're right. He's showing up. He takes on this pulling big guy, Brandon Sheriff, does a nice job of turning this play back to the inside where his help is.
Yeah, good job coming up, setting the edge, and it allows for the other defenders to get to the ball. I mean, nice job by Jalen Mills to do that. Not many corners are willing to go up there and take on a Pro Bowl offensive guard like Brandon Sheriff.
Recognizing the run right away, getting upfield, being disruptive, and then he turns back to get in on the tackle.
Yeah, very, very, very willing tackler in the run game from Jalen Mills. Watch him here as well. When you're playing off coverage right here, you're going to get offenses that want to dump the ball out here quick right to the receiver and see if they can get a one-on-one situation there. That receiver makes Jalen Mills miss. Terrell Pryor's up the field. Good job from Jalen Mills coming up and making this tackle.
Well, and generally, you want to get skilled position guys in this type of situation, an open field one-on-one, but this is just a great job, as you said, of closing on the throw by Jalen and making the stop.
And let's watch him here in the passing game. Nice little setup the Redskins got here. They got stacked receivers there.
Yep.
You got coverage on the back end here. And what these guys have to do, Mike, is they have to read these receivers as they come off the ball, and then you have to pass them to one another. And you watch Jalen Mills and Rodney McLeod out here. They do a good job of recognizing the routes. Jalen Mills gets turned around a little bit, but he doesn't panic. That's
right.
The most important part of this play. Too many times we see defenders,
yep,
they panic when they lose
yep
their man,
yep,
and the next you know, you get a pass interference. I thought Jalen did a great job getting his head around, making a play on the football.
Right when they do the exchange, he gets caught flat-footed. But you're right, he didn't panic. He caught up and made a great play on the ball.
Big play here. Redskins with an opportunity to take the lead late in the game here against the Eagles. Just down here in the red zone, Jim Schwartz calls up extra pressure on Kirk Cousins, forcing the bad throw. You got man-to-man coverage on the back end. Jordan Hicks does a nice job of forcing this throw on Kirk Cousins to be high. And then Jalen Mills, Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, it's zero blitz. It's man-to-man on the back end, and everybody's coming. And that pressure in Kirk Cousins' face is really, you have to give a lot of credit to that for the interception at Jalen Mills, but he's in place.
Yeah, great example of how the defense ties in with each other. You get the pressure up front from your front seven, yep, and on the back end, it makes their coverage a lot easier. Jalen Mills in his second year showing great progress.
Thanks very much, guys, for that FanDuel progress report. Time now for our Amoroso on the menu look at what's ahead for the Eagles and for you Eagles fans here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. Our Eagles Live podcast will come your way on Thursday. Make sure you check it out. The Eagles and the Chiefs, a lot of stories within the stories, and we've got you covered. We've also got our old school All-22 look at a game between the Eagles and the Chiefs back in 2001. Deuce Staley, a huge performance, and Mike Quick and Merrill Reese take a look at that. And on demand later in the week, our game plan show, you don't want to miss it, as we break down this Philadelphia Eagles football team. That's our Amoroso's on the menu look at what's ahead. Also ahead, a big game on Sunday, the Eagles and the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Make sure you're with us beginning at 12:30 with our kickoff show. We've got you covered from then until way after the Eagles and the Chiefs play a big one on Sunday at Arrowhead. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro saying have yourselves a great Eagles night.